Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road.
That's right. Another busy week of broadcast ahead of us here at InfoWars. We are live 10 hours a day now, thanks to you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find all of our broadcasts at InfoWars.com/show. Well, we've got a ton of stuff to cover, but one thing that continues to happen, Alex Jones predicts the future, the left tries to meme and make fun of it, then it becomes reality. Here's the We Love Our Somalis Come to Fruition 2.0.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderous scum. They're on giant death factories keeping babies alive. Selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video.
I love Satan, so thank you.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy weird six stuff man.
He came, he saw, he died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears her foot over her head. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
It's close to that evil and I feel it go. We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice that it's self rising up against us. Millions of pointed people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stab your daughter at the mall.
Nation's largest shopping mall turned into a crime scene just feet from where children were visiting with Santa, if you can believe it. Police say that a botched robbery at a Macy's dressing room inside Mall of America turned into this stabbing spree when the suspect was confronted by other shoppers. Two people were stabbed, but will be okay, we're told, thankfully. A customer's holding the man down until police arrested him. All of this unfolding next door from where dozens of children were getting their photos taken with Santa Claus.
So the amazing thing about this is, again, Alex Jones says something on air. The left freaks out, tries to meme him. We then steal the meme because we appreciate its artistic value and humor. And then it ends up coming true. So this was already in response to multiple times where Somalis had stabbed people. Specifically, I think most recently at Ohio State University. Then you have the Somali mall attack here over the weekend. But this is the shocking thing. Go to the image from inside the mall. Folks, this is in Minnesota. I first saw this. I thought it was in a Muslim country. I thought this was Egypt. I thought this was Saudi Arabia. No, this is Minnesota. What in the hell is going on?
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
It's Monday, November 13th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I'm joined in studio by Millie Weaver, and we've got a ton of news to cover, plenty of videos, great guests, Millie in studio now, Darren McBreen in studio later, Dr. Shiva going to be joining me in the 5 o'clock central hour, Roger Stone in the 4 o'clock central hour as usual, and you can see the old-time newspaper in my hand here for the radio audience. I'll shuffle it up a little bit for you. And this was an old story. This was from over a month ago. Sparkle shine at story time. Drag queens read, emphasize individuality at playful event, a first for City Library. Now, this is from my hometown St. Louis Post disgrace. Excuse me, St. Louis Post Dispatch. On Saturday afternoon, four drag queens walked into the Central Library to lead story time for a boisterous group of toddlers who packed a large room in the library. The library's first ever drag queen story time was an opportunity to show children about the importance of diversity and inclusion.
You mean an opportunity to confuse the heck out of a bunch of kids. That's what it was.
So that was St. Louis over a month ago. You had the Michelle Obama Library again. That was about a month ago with the drag queen demon. And I didn't even realize this. Apparently this is a regular thing. I assumed when Michelle Obama did it at her library, that was like a one-time deal. Like, no one else is that extreme. No one else is that ridiculous. Only in California at Michelle Obama. No, they do it in St. Louis. They do it in Chicago. They're doing it in the UK. And then you witnessed it in Austin.
You know, when you were saying that, when you were telling the name Sparkle Shine, it seemed so innocent. And the first thing that came to mind was that, like, My Little Ponies and with the little fantasy. Little ponies with the glitter and the sparkles, and it's all pretty and rainbow and colorful.
There's the innocent demon that read at the Michelle Library.
But behind the colors and the innocence and the little cute names, you have something a little bit more sinister. We're dealing with a sexual fetish here. And should we be exposing children and even having conversations with them about these type of sexualities, genders, and fetishes at such a young age? And what harmful psychological effects is it going to have on them when they become young adults?
Well, I was watching the video, and I'll be honest, you know, usually, you know, you and I are the first people to get called to do, you know, events that are on the scene and stuff like that. And when I was discussing this with Rob last week, which was a very busy week for us, you know, he was like, hey, there's this tranny thing going on at the library. And I was like, okay, is Millie going to be there? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I don't think I should go to that because I don't think I could have just sat there quietly.
You would have stood out like a sore thumb at this festival, Owen.
Well, not
everyone
just,
there was rainbow, colorful. Like it looked like a big SJW convention with a bunch of drag queens. I went as Rainbow Snatch and I blended in perfectly as Rainbow Snatch, but I think you would have stood out unless you would have dressed in drag.
Of course you blended in as Rainbow Snatch. I'm not dressing up for drag. I don't think Alex has enough money to pay me to do that. But what I'm saying is, I'm not even saying like I would have stuck out just like being there like a masculine guy who actually dressed normal. I'm saying I would have had to say something. I would have seen whatever. I don't think this is from Austin, but if I would have seen something like that, I would have been like, where are your parents? Okay, where's your mom and dad? If I would have seen some guy with a bunch of glitter on his Johnson and a kid rumming up next to him, I would have been like, sir, this is extremely inappropriate. I probably would have had to be removed from the premises.
That would have been a peculiar question to ask a child as they're sitting there and standing right next to their parents. The parents brought them to the event. They knew that it was going to be mature content. The drag queen's name were very graphic. There are a couple that I can't.
Yeah, we can't
say
even say them on air.
Some of them I can't say on air. Some I can. One of them that I can say is Eaton Johnson or Muffy Fish Basket, and it just goes on and on. It's just the most grotesque potty humor, almost like disrespectful to women names that they
it's
give.
It's disrespectful
themselves.
To common sense.
Yeah, look at this image.
It's
here.
It's disrespectful to common decency. But think about this, Millie. All right, you see, here's how you know there's something bigger. There's something larger at stake here. Why would someone go through that much effort? I mean, think about it. That makeup had to take hours.
Probably days. I mean, they were caking it on so much. It looked like they caked on several layers. And you think, how long did that take them to do that? But
so who does that to read to children, though? That's what I'm saying. If you're going to have it, I'm going to read to children. Wow, that's so great. It's about the kids, right? It's about reading a good book to the kids, telling them it's cool to read books. It's cool to go to the library, you know, read and learn stuff. No, it's all about them. It's all about me. Look at me. Look at my unicorn. Look at my glittery Johnson. I spent hours and days putting my makeup. It's about them. It's not even about the kids anymore. It's about them pushing their sexuality onto the youth.
Exactly. And we're seeing more and more kids decide to be transgender, more and more kids deciding now to be drag queens. And mind you, these are little boys dressed in drag that are being paraded around a bunch of adults. And yes, there were adult men there that were flirting with and, you know, drooling over the drag queens. So it's just a very awkward, inappropriate atmosphere and kids should not be part of it. If you're an adult and you want to go behave in this fetish, you know, go partake in it, all to, you know, more fun to you. It might have been actually funny and entertaining if I wasn't so grossed out and freaked out that
there were a bunch of kids in the audience. Yeah, exactly. Well, here's what I'm thinking. Cause I always try to put perspective on things by switching out different variables. Let's say that this was, let's say 10 years ago, Hugh Hefner was going to read to kids at a library. Okay. If Hugh Hefner read a kid's library, do you know what the outcry would have been from the Christian groups out there, conservative groups out there, probably even liberal media, but nothing for this? No outcry over this sexual? If I went to a library and I was like, hey kids, I like a nice busterous woman, you know, and they would have been like, whoa, hey, there's something wrong with you, dude. Yeah, because you don't sexualize children. I mean, this is seriously sick.
So most kids have to have a dress code in school. So why bring a drag queen to come read stories to them that's not even following the school's dress code? I mean, the drag queens are dressed so scantily provocative. You had one coming out in performing in front of the children wearing a see-through mesh shirt with X's, black taped X's over the nipples. And this person had obviously gotten a breast augmentation. And why is that okay to be prancing around in front of children and dancing provocatively? It was disturbing. I will say this. I felt a really icky, gross feeling like I was participating in something this debaucherous. But at the same time, I knew, okay, well, no, I'm exposing this. It needs to be exposed. We cannot have children being sexualized like this.
I mean, you had to stand there and film this.
Yes. Yes.
And you're pretty sure that if you weren't wearing your Rainbow Snatch outfit, that it might have been a problem. They may have tried to shut you down.
Yes, definitely. I think.
But because you looked trendy.
Yes, I got some compliments on my Rainbow Snatch bangs. They're like, those are some, some wonderful, you know, comments. But I
they don't even know you're in
I
there.
I will say this. Their outfits were colorful. They were unique. They were artistic. And it would be fine for the most part if it were just consenting adults there engaging in this. But you had a bunch of John looking guys there that, you know, were handing them dollars. And it just
whose
had a
idea
weird atmosphere
this?
To have kids there.
That's what I'm saying. Whose idea is it? Yeah, that's... It's like you can't even.
It was at a hotel, for goodness sakes. You don't think something more sinister?
And they
was
were
going
they were
on?
Actually giving them money, like they were giving them cash,
like strippers. Yes,
they were actually they were literally transsexual men shaking their ass and kids giving them money, and this
adult is, men giving them money and kids getting money as well.
This is sick.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good or our toothpaste or our mouthwash or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Super Male Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Honestly, to properly hash this out, we would have to, honestly, it would take hours, days, weeks, months to properly present this to you. But it's so shocking, I think that your reaction alone tells you which direction the wind blows here. These are a couple stories out of the UK today. Transgender lessons to be given to nursery children as young as two. Drag queens are being brought into nursery schools for storytelling sessions to teach children from the age of two about issues such as gender fluidity. No, that's not an issue. That's a made up concept. Okay, so that's nice.
That's a political indoctrination, and that actually disgusts me to hear that. 2-year-olds, I have a 2-year-old. I could never imagine trying to even explain something along those lines to a 2-year-old. And quite frankly, I would yank my kid from that preschool faster than you could even say yank.
Let little boys wear tiaras. Church of England issues new advice to combat transgender bullying for teachers. Let little boys wear. Here's the thing. There wouldn't be any transgender bullying if you didn't shove transgenders down the youth's throats. They wouldn't know what a transgender is. They wouldn't say, I want to be this or I want to be that. Look, here's the key. And I'm being told I can't even say, can't say tranny. This is the last time I'll say it, guys. I can't say tranny because it gets banned on Facebook. So there you go. I won't say it again, but I just had to let the audience know I'm not even allowed to say that word now because it's banned on Facebook. But here's what you were talking about. So they say this event is for people of all ages. They're out there selling body enhancement parts or whatever. I don't even know how to say it.
They were selling like boob pads and butt pads and things that you could enhance yourself with if you're a guy trying to look like a woman.
And so, but what you were saying though was there was a kid that was performing at this thing.
That's right.
And the kid was supposedly a transsexual or drag or gender fluid or whatever.
Yes, apparently the kid performer dressed in drag supposedly identifies as a female. He's a male. He's 11 years old. And his, from what we could see, his, he had two mothers that were lesbian partners and seemed as though they had a sperm donor or something. But it's just a very complicated subject, and you tend
to see. So wait, there's
see,
the, is that the, is yes, that the, young drag queen yes. that's being, literally like a stripper, people
throwing money at him. He'll go and grab the money, the dollar bills.
Unbelievable. Oh my gosh.
Takes off some clothing, throws it, you know, it was just, and this was the main encore right here. This was the main performance. He closed out before the intermission and they had a standing ovation. They even presented him with a drag queen's rights flag.
This is insane. You were telling me that there were like more than 10 transsexual individuals at this event?
Oh, there were tons of drag queens. A massive list of
what
drag
queens. What kind of a thing is
there
this?
Were drag queens dressed very scantily at this event, and I will say this, there were also bystanders, people that came to watch, but they were predominantly SJWs. It looked like a big SJW convention. And the parents that are bringing their kids there are SJW parents.
But
and
why is this being presented as a family-friendly event, Millie?
Because of the liberals and LGBT community trying to make this an issue about tolerance and about, you know, making people feel included based on their gender.
So gaslight us by trying to sexualize our children and end science, which is end biology, which is two genders. They want to end that. So what they do is they gaslight us. They try to pretend like there's not two genders to invoke a reaction from us. Then we react like, hey, there are two genders. Quit sexualizing our children. And then they say, intolerant, bigot. And you're like, no, I'm just common sense. I want to live in reality. I want to have children. All these people that usually push these things don't even want to have kids. They don't even want families. They hate the family.
You know, it is a destruction of the family. And one of the important things to note here is that these SJW parents are going to overly expose their children to sexualization at an early age. They're going to be knowing about drag queens, transgender people, and it's just going to be something that they know this fetish lifestyle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. He's looking at an image of...
I'm sorry, folks. Radio audience.
One of the drag queens wearing a mesh shirt with just only black tape X's on the nipples.
That was, doing like a strip dance. Like a strip tease in front of a child.
But, and here's the important part I'm trying to get at here. Okay, when you have children by these SJWs being overly exposed to sexualization, and then those children are going to school with children that have parents that don't want their children to be exposed to this, it's going to be unavoidable. Say I want to send my kid, to public school. Well, he's going to have classmates that are going to be being exposed to this type of sexual taboo fetish lifestyle. And then that's going to be forced on him by teachers saying, you need to know that Johnny wants to be Joanne and you need to understand it, other classmates, so that Johnny can feel like he's being tolerated.
And then we had, and then Alex today was talking about all the CIA propaganda they put into mainstream television. And he was breaking down what he saw from Stranger Things with the attack of the nuclear family. And I think that this is kind of the other end of the spectrum, if you will, where they're trying to normalize the non-nuclear family or normalize, like in Modern Family, the TV show Modern Family that everybody loves, right?
Yeah.
There's a gay couple, right, that raises a family in that movie or in that TV show. Yeah, So they have but that's the modern family though. That's what they're saying. This is the modern family. Two gay parents raising a kid. Now I want to be perfectly clear about this because I'm libertarian, you know, pretty much whatever you want to do, consensual adults, whatever you want to, even gay parents, like I don't think that necessarily, I don't think necessarily just because there's a gay two fathers in a family that they can't necessarily raise a kid. There's a lot of gay families that are probably better off than heterosexual families. But the problem to me is that it's a slippery slope and it's Pandora's box because for every gay couple out there that is probably well-meaning and just wants to raise a kid and will probably do a great job at it, there's another gay couple out there that is not the same way and has different motives. And that's just the psychological facts about this.
Well, the problem here is that, you know, the LGBT community and liberals like to kid glove LGBTQ community members so much so that you would have them turned the cheek, essentially, to this bad behavior of exposing their children to this type of behavior because they would say, oh, it's in the name of tolerance. You know, my child is also transgender or whatever their stance is. Gender fluid, and they're saying that this is
something. Yeah, my kid saw a Disney movie and now wants to be a boy or now wants to be a girl. Oh, the Disney movie that sexualizes kids. Right.
They're getting special exceptions. That's what I'm trying to get at. Whereas if a heterosexual couple, if let's say the mother was a strip dancer and they had a big strip convention and they had little girls participating, but they weren't necessarily removing all their clothes or anything, but it was a provocative type atmosphere where you had adults performing provocatively and then children performing alongside them provocatively while they're dressed provocatively, you would say, this is child abuse. These parents need to have CPS. But because these people are LGBTQ or drag queens, they get special treatment, special exceptions.
But if you're disagreeing, you get fired. TLC cuts ties with Derek Dillard after transphobic Jazz Jennings tweet. Wasn't transphobic.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals who defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
So I just had Millie Weaver in studio with me for two segments, and honestly, I could spend a whole day talking about this. And there's so many important topics that are just in the crosshair right now. You know, saving children from having their brains completely washed from reality. And now Darren is here to talk about the censorship of the internet. This is a huge issue. This is a monstrous issue. Censoring our internet, censoring our free speech. But before I go to Darren, here's what needs to be taken away from everything that Millie and I just discussed, and really what Darren and I are about to discuss. Alex has always talked about this. It's all about what's trendy, being trendy. Oh, are you trendy? Are you sustainable? Are you trendy? Are you tolerant? Are you diverse? Are you multicultural? Trendy. Trendy. Well, here's what's trendy now. What's trending now is to deny reality. What am I talking about? So it's not just deny reality, but then also create your own. Oh, I don't want to be a boy, so I'm a girl. And then the trendy liberal says, of course you are, and pats you on the head. What, do you want to be a doggy? You want to be a dolphin too? You can be an astronaut. You couldn't pass third grade math, but you're an astronaut. That's trendy. Just whatever you think.
deny reality and then create your own reality. And then because everyone else is doing the same thing because their reality is in denial, then they all create their own reality and they're like, oh yeah, thumbs up to you, bro. You created your own reality. Great job. I did too.
And who are the trendies?
It's this weird cult.
Who are the trendies? They're liberals. And liberalism is what?
A mental disorder.
A mental disorder. These people are freaking crazy. And when Millie and Gavin told me they were going out there, I expected to see some, you know, some weird stuff.
That was shocking.
I had no idea it was going to be like that. No. That blew my mind.
But now they're trying to censor us from even reporting on it.
Of course.
Why can't we report on it? But they can have the event. Like it's okay. You can have the event, but if InfoWars reports on the event, then it's censored. That's yeah. Bad. So go ahead and strip in front of a child and they'll throw money at you. That's good. InfoWars reporting on it, that's bad.
Well, and that's censorship. They're trying everything they can to stop us. But look, I've said this several times and we need to really talk about this more. And that is the fact that six corporations control 90% of everything you watch on television or at the movies. They control 90% of everything you read in the newspapers or listen to on the radio. They control the media. Therefore, they control the narrative. And there they are up on screen right there. We're talking about General Electric, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS. Six media giants control a staggering 90% of what we read, watch, and listen to. And they've been manipulating people for a very, very long time.
Especially, you want to talk about Disney and the sexualization of children. It's long known what Disney has been doing to children's minds with the sexual
and the subliminal innuendos. Stuff. It's and all the subliminal stuff.
Exactly.
So it's very scary that only a handful of mega corporations control it all. And what do we always say at InfoWars? We've got the documents.
We've got the documents.
And we're talking about Project or Operation Mockingbird. This started after the end of World War II when the CIA was first created. One of the first things they did was start this Operation Mockingbird where they embedded 3,000 plus CIA agents inside the mainstream media in the early 1950s.
And then that was confirmed with the JFK files released when they said in the documents, we have at least 40 people we know of embedded in the media to carry on our false narrative.
Yes, and they did that all the time. And that's the one thing about the JFK assassination.
And they've tried to erase, like, the entire church hearings. Like, you want to talk about redacted from the FBI archives. They have redacted almost everything that came out of the church hearings.
Well, look, I've got a video. There's a video clip I put together, if you guys can roll it right now. But it talks about the beginning of Operation Mockingbird.
At the end of World War II, Operation Paperclip was launched by the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, to smuggle known Nazi war criminals into the United States for recruitment into U.S. intelligence agencies. The Nazis were cleared to work in America after having their backgrounds bleached by the military. False employment histories were provided, and their previous Nazi affiliations were completely removed from the record. The OSS provided a model for the Central Intelligence Agency that was established in September 1947. The CIA specialized in propaganda, economic warfare, sabotage, and demolition. By the early 1950s, they controlled over 25 newspapers and wire agencies and had 3,000 plus employees engaged in propaganda. Journalists willing to promote the views of the CIA included members of the New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, The Washington Post, and CBS Television.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We're really talking about intelligence at the highest levels of the U.S. government, setting the broad direction for the nation.
And then that same Nazi media, literally the same Nazi media, tells all these people Trump colluded with Russia, and then they say, okay, then Trump's Hitler.
That's right.
That's the world I live in. And trainees can dance. I can't. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Can't say that word. My bad.
That's bad.
No, literally, we can't now. I'm probably banned from Facebook now.
Well, the thing is, it's not stopping. So what happened was, is the establishment had a total stranglehold on the media back in the day. And then there was the wild, wild west of the internet. Independent news media outlets like Breitbart, yours truly, InfoWars, we were instrumental, Drudge Report, we were instrumental in getting Donald Trump in the White House, and man, they are pissed off. So now they want total control of alternative media. They have to control Facebook, Google, YouTube, all that.
That actually is a great analogy. The internet is like the modern day wild, wild west.
Well, because you have now people finally, it was like the great awakening, because suddenly millions of people had access to all this information and they began to learn the truth.
Truly free reign, individualism.
Yes.
Your own control over what you can access.
That's right.
And that's what the west was like. And you come to the west, oh, you know, but the wild west, it's like, yeah, if you lived in the wild west, you had to be tough. You had to be a little gritty. That's how we are. You're on the internet. I got fake news. Bam! I hit it with a fact. You know what I'm saying? You see some crook in your neighborhood. Bam! You shoot him dead.
But remember what they did, what Google did with the Google algorithms during the run-up to the election. For example, if you were to type in Clinton body count, and you know they have that auto-completing where they try to auto-complete your sentence.
Yeah.
So if it's Clinton body, it would go to the number one search term, which was obviously count. That's what they would put in the search results. Well, Google, they altered their search engine algorithms to basically hide Clinton body count. And if you compare...
And this is an old InfoWars story, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We broke it. Actually, Fox News covered it as well. They did a little blurb on it. I don't think we have time to play it. But just let me give you an example. Clinton body count would come up in Yahoo and Bing. Bing would have
number one,
Clinton body count bags, Clinton body count Snopes, Clinton body count list. Google, it would just have Clinton body shops and different body shops.
Yeah, because the Clintons have a ton of body shops.
Zero results for the Clinton body count, which, as most of you know by now, that has to do with all the mysterious deaths surrounding in the weird suicides surrounding the Clintons and the people with relationships to the Clintons. The ever-growing list, by the way, including Seth Rich.
Which then Donna Brazile mentions in her book, and Julian Assange mentioned when it was brought up, of leakers from inside the party. So this is all going on. The establishment is totally freaking out. So they're in a full push back right now. That's why they're trying to censor the internet. That's why they're trying to make your kid a sexual deviant that doesn't even know whether it's a boy or girl. So that soon they're going to say there are no sexes. You're a boy? You're insane. You're a nothing. Zero. Zilch. You can't reproduce, you conspiracy theorist.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, it's all the rave. Take your son and daughter to a transgender striptease book reading session. Because it's hip, it's trendy. I'm actually gonna get us, I'm probably gonna have us banned off of Facebook because I keep using the T word.
You can't say that word.
I know, I didn't know that now.
Well, I'll tell you what, the worst thing about censorship is that, and that's what I hate about censorship.
No, I remember there was one time, cause I was live for InfoWars, and I was trying to cover the,
and they're not going to let you do that.
Exactly. And then I came back and the report was like, muted.
Yeah. And then we just don't know what you're talking about.
It's like, all I'm trying to talk about is how, and then it's disappeared. It's muted.
And it's gone forever. It's down the memory hole like 1984.
There's nothing you can do. Like yeah. It didn't exist.
Well, see, I hate that.
Well, actually, Harrison, who is one of the great crew members here, was actually pointing this out in the break. I don't know if you want to get on the mic here and put your point forward here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that when the mainstream media controlled everything and had a real monolithic control of what people knew and people's knowledge and the dissemination of knowledge, their biggest weapon was to ignore something. If they didn't report on something, if it didn't fit their narrative, they just ignored it and no one had any way of hearing about it. Now they've lost that ability to control what we know and don't know, so they have to change their tactics, and instead of just ignoring something, they actually have to get out in front of it and get out with disinformation, mm-hmm. or they have to try to discredit it somehow rather than just ignore it like they would have in the past.
No, that's exactly it, and we're seeing that happen exactly. Get out ahead of it. Trump Russia. Oop, it was Clinton Russia.
Well, and here's what they used to do back in the day. They still do it to a certain point, but let's say more and more people are talking about the JFK assassination and they don't believe the official government story, right? So that's when they will create a special news report on one of their major networks and then march out a Tom Brokaw or a Walter Cronkite just to tell everybody, nothing to see, America. One shooter. It was Oswald. Everything's good to go. Go back to sleep, America. Your government will take care of you.
Or it was like, what was it? TWA Flight 800, I think it was. Was it Flight 800 or Flight 900, guys? Where it was during the Clinton years, the TWA plane gets shot right over the bay in New York City. It gets hit with something and then it crashes. Literally thousands of eyewitnesses. Flight 800, thank you. Literally thousands of eyewitnesses are like, yeah, I saw a missile, I saw a projectile, I saw it explode, all this stuff.
Vegas massacre.
Same thing. And then the CIA gets involved and puts out their official talking point and says, no matter what you've heard, it was not a missile. And it's
And then the worst part to me is eyewitnesses who die mysteriously. And we knew that was going to happen in the Vegas attacks. Watch, you know, in the next couple of weeks, people are going to start dying. Mm. And that's exactly what happened.
But, you know, as to Harrison's point just a second ago, here's the perfect story that illustrates that, how their biggest weapon was silence. You know, 20, 30 years ago when they controlled all of the media, pretty much everything you heard except maybe talk radio. This Menendez trial is ongoing. You got a split jury right now. They're still deliberating. But who's reporting on this? Nobody. Silence on Menendez. Absolute silence. And then you have the Republican establishment silent on Menendez for the most part, or defending him. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell calls for the removal of Roy Moore from a 40-year-old accusation with no litigation, no evidence to it at all other than hearsay. But you wouldn't know that. See, if you tuned into the news today, Roy Moore, Roy Moore, Roy Moore. Even though you have an actual court case with Menendez being examined for engaging with underage prostitutes.
Walked into the break room three times today, and we have Fox News, sometimes CNN. I call it the Matrix, right? And that's all they talked about was Roy Moore. That's
it. Look at this.
All day long.
But this is nuts. Mitch McConnell calls for Roy Moore to drop out of Senate race over accusations. Mitch McConnell, what happened to innocent till proven guilty? But Menendez, the guy who's actually in court, the guy who is actually being investigated for engaging with underage prostitutes gets nothing. It's all Roy Moore. And then they find out one of the accusers of Roy Moore is an anti-Trump social media poster.
Oh, imagine that.
Oh, but conveniently erased all of her anti-Trump posts right before she accused Roy Moore.
Matt Drudge just tweeted something, and I don't know if you guys get the overhead cam and try to get this, but I'll just read it to you. Matt Drudge says on Twitter, I've linked to the Washington Post over 10,000 times in 25 years of doing the Drudge Report. I currently give them 37% of their referral traffic. It's a brutal business, but not even a thank you. Instead, you're a Russian operative. That's all they've got to say.
Well, here's the headline from the Washington Post. One of the busiest websites in the U.S. in 2016, regularly linked to Russian propaganda. So this is the funniest thing about this. I don't know if Philip Bump at the Washington Post is that big of a jackleg or if he's just a propaganda artist. But, hey, buddy, Drudge links to everything, in case you haven't noticed. He literally links to hundreds of different websites. Whatever he thinks is important, he aggregates that news and then links it to his website. So the irony here is really beyond rich. When most of the time it's actually linking to the Washington Post propaganda. But here's the truth about this, Darren. InfoWars got linked to Drudge Report over the weekend. It was Mikhail Thalen's story. Vault 8, WikiLeaks begins publishing source code for CIA hacking tools. That gets linked to Drudge for 2 days, November 9th and November 10th. So then November 10th is when Philip Bump writes this story. Darren, they are so jealous that InfoWars even exists. They are so jealous that InfoWars would get linked by the biggest news website in the world. That triggers them.
Absolutely. And there's a guy named Joe Loria. This guy was he's an award-winning journalist and a UN correspondent for 25 years. He posted an article about the Russian dossier, Pissgate, okay, and he put it on, it was on the Huffington Post, only lasted for 24 hours. They yanked it because it went against their narrative. He basically said, and in his investigation, he showed proof that it was the DNC and the Hillary campaign that purchased this dossier for millions of dollars.
Right.
So they're, you know, it's the Clintons who colluded with the Russians, not Trump.
And I love it too. Like, if Trump was really colluding with Russia, why would he have to go through all of these different outlets and angles and corridors to get in contact with Russia? If he's colluding with Russia, he's talking to Putin. He's talking directly to the Kremlin. He's not going through WikiLeaks. Don Jr. isn't trying to schedule meetings with lawyers. No, it'd be Trump and Putin and the Kremlin and whatever talking like that. But that's not what's going on. It's a total made up nothing burger, but we already knew that. We'll see when they want to come around on that one, Darren.
Well, and here's the other, and we really do need to drain the swamp. I'm just like, drain the swamp. Come on, and get rid of Mueller. Get rid of him, man. I mean,
well,
is he waiting for?
I'm gonna let patience be a virtue in Trump's first term. We gave him 4 years. Let's give him 4 years. When he was on the Alex Jones show, he said, hey, give me at least a year, maybe two. I mean, you know, the guy really inherited a mess. I mean, that's an understatement.
Well, I like the job he's doing so far, but you know, I just really, that's one of the things that bugs me. Following the JFK assassination, you know, it was Robert Kennedy, and he was Attorney General, and this was just weeks after his brother died. He says, they no longer work for us. And he was referring to the CIA and the FBI. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, William Binney, the number third guy, you know, he's an NSA whistleblower. He's been on our show many times, probably the best mathematician that the NSA ever had. He was on Russia Today. He said the same exact thing about the current situation. They no longer work for us. They don't work for us. The CIA and the FBI
do not work for Trump.
And that doesn't mean there's not good people in the FBI and the CIA. There's a lot of patriotic people there, but scum rises to the top. And those, the guys that are in charge, they're bad people.
Well, we know they're trying to censor us. They're trying to erase us off Facebook, Twitter, algorithm us out of the YouTube and Google search results. So we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have extended the free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So big savings there. Free shipping has been extended at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, some of the specials that we have running right now, we've got Caveman, which is back for 50% off. We've got 50% off Z-Shield. Z-Shield is a great product. I'm actually in the middle of a cycle of Z-Shield right now, a great toxic metal and chemical defense support. I actually mix that every morning with my vitamin mineral fusion. It's part of my morning mix and morning routine right now. Look at that 4.8 star review. Relatively new product, Z-Shield. I don't think as many people have tried this one out. But it's kind of a secondary for me, next to Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. This is Z Shield. It's more of a cleanser.
I'm very proud
for other
to announce
toxics. And when you're out of time, you're out of time.
Quality. InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. Infowars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
To be joined by Roger Stone, but I want to put a cap on all of this transsexual stuff that's going on. It's just shocking, honestly. I told you TLC cuts ties with Derek Dillard after his transphobic Jazz Jennings tweets. Wasn't even transphobic what he said. He just said he's saddened that this is what entertainment and culture has come to in America. How do you disagree with that? Oh, and by the way, for the loving lefties out there that want to side themselves with everything that is transgenders, Blair White, who's actually been on InfoWars before and then was kind of casting shade at InfoWars in a recent interview she did, really doesn't matter to me. She can say and do whatever she wants. So, and she does. She goes out. People will probably be upset at me for using the wrong pronoun here. Whatever. Blair White goes out on the streets wearing a Make America Great Again hat and gets assaulted by lefties. You cannot make this stuff up. So again, these people love you until you disagree with them. What does that tell you about their mindset? What does that tell you about their personality? What does that tell you about their movement? These people are in a cult. And so here's more shocking footage. Now it's in New York. Library brings drag queens into story hour.
Getting ready for work. A meticulous process that involves shaving, glitter, hairspray, and a wig.
What am I watching?
But instead of performing at a nightclub.
Hi, hello. And
the venue is the Brooklyn performing. Public Library.
You hear that? Performing?
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
Putting on a
Who
show
wants
now.
To be a drag queen when they grow up.
Little Miss
What
Mess.
Who is ready for a story?
Is the host of Drag Queen Story Hour.
It's called Worm Loves Worm.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
Amazing. The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Oh my
swish,
gosh.
Swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish.
The library started scheduling drag
Did you see the trendy parrot?
And is already looking to expand to other locations.
She was dancing. Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues of gender fluidity and self-acceptance.
Self-acceptance. Self-acceptance. Oh, pause it right there. Pause it right there. I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to try to break this down, folks. This is such a mental disorder, it really goes beyond the pale. She said it's all about self-acceptance. These people are literally rejecting themselves. How is this about self-acceptance when you look down your pants and you see you have a Johnson and then you say, nope, I'm a woman. That's not self-acceptance, that's self-rejection. Do you understand? It's just, I can't even believe that people need this explained to them. If you are denying your own sex, or if you are denying that you have to mate with a member of the different sex in order to go on, you are living in a self-rejection phase. That is not self-acceptance. It is not self-acceptance to look in the mirror and you be a man and then say, nope, I'm a woman. That is literally self-rejection. And then here's this very nice, educated person breaking it all down. Let's go back to her. Him, her, G, it, I don't know.
Many negative comments have been posted online about the program. The AP has agreed not to use the drag queen's legal name because he said he feared harassment.
But those are people who think that gay people are sinful or evil or, you know.
Why are you getting dressed up?
So
why do you put on makeup for 3 hours to perform for kids?
the program.
Because you have an agenda. It's not about the kids. It's about you. It's about your sick sexual agenda of self-rejection.
Yeah.
Parents.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
This is the War Room.
Welcome to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone, coming to you from the Big Apple. As Owen has discussed, the Roy Moore scandal is rocking American politics. And it can now be revealed that Karl Rove, working with Mitch McConnell, have visited this smear on Roy Moore, meaning that at the time that the time that McConnell called for him to drop from the race, McConnell was well aware that Alabama law did not allow Moore to get his name off the ballot. I stress that Roy Moore is accused of impropriety. This is not a conviction. It is not a lawsuit. This is something that happened supposedly 40 years ago. What this really is Luther Strange's revenge. You remember Luther Strange. He was the attorney general who traded with the outgoing governor, who was on his way to jail, to become U.S. senator. And then Mitch McConnell dropped as much as $30 million into the little state of Alabama, only to have his hand-picked candidate, who had Donald Trump's endorsement, ignominiously defeated by Judge Moore. Judge Moore cannot remove his name from the ballot. What's interesting is that he appears to have rebounded slightly in what was a close race to begin with. In other words, this was never going to be a runaway race. Fortunately, the Democratic candidate is running too far to the left. If you go to his website, it appears like abortion on demand is his signature issue. And therefore, I would predict that Roy Moore will hang on in a close race, but this has been one of the most vicious smears I have ever seen. As you have also seen, Owen, in recent days, the last 24 hours, a number of these accusers seem to be disappearing, backing off. It reminds me very much of what happened when the false allegations were made against Donald Trump.
Well, Roger, what do you make of the fact that you're seeing all of the pundits in the media and the press jump all over the Roy Moore story, but, I mean, it's seemingly radio silence on Menendez, who's actually on trial?
The Menendez trial is an extraordinary thing. I mean, the Newark Star-Ledger does not even have one full-time employee assigned to the trial. There's virtually no news of it in the New York Times, which, of course, is the dominant paper in northern New Jersey. It is a complicated question because, as we have revealed here, it depends on what it is that Menendez gets convicted of in terms of the vacating of the seat. If he is merely convicted, not of bribery or kickbacks, but of failing to file, my guess is that the new Democratic governor, Phil Murphy, will allow him to hold on to the seat. There is no mechanism short of the short of his being unseated by the Senate, which Chuck Schumer will not do. If, on the other hand, he is convicted of bribery or a more serious crime, it'd be very hard for the Democrats to not vacate the seat. However, the new governor, Phil Murphy, not the old governor, Chris Christie, would get to make the appointment.
Have you ever seen anything like this, Roger, where, you know, whatever the agenda may be on the back end, it's so many people just getting accused and then the media just reports it as fact? I mean, what happened to innocent till proven guilty?
Well, I think that is the watchword. Look, I don't think that Roy Moore should fold, nor do I think he should retreat. I think he's doing exactly the right thing. Now, if the reports that I heard this morning are correct and that he is threatening to sue the Washington Post, I would do that because the voters, I think, would view that as an affirmation of the fact that he is certain that he is innocent. But this was a deep state. This was really a Republican establishment takedown of Roy Moore. This is the bitter fruit of that extraordinary two-round primary. Again, there is no way to get Roy Moore's name off the ballot unless he were to be deceased. And I don't think he has any intention of going anywhere or departing this mortal coil anytime soon.
What is the president thinking about all this? Obviously, Donald Trump had attempted smears by the New York Times and the Washington Post during his campaign, somewhat familiar to what Roy Moore is dealing with. Obviously, Trump was able to keep his head above water, and the floppers, the fakers that were accusing him eventually disappeared. But it seems like they're really trying to get this to stick to Moore to try to get him to lose this race, even though they haven't had any litigation really come of this.
I think that's exactly right. The Democrats view this as a potential pickup. Now, Roy Moore probably is a little too far, even to the right for Alabama, and therefore this was always going to be a very close, competitive, and hard-fought race. It was never going to be a runaway. Roy Moore, who's a good man, is exceedingly polarizing, there is a ceiling, it is thought, in terms of the votes he can get. What's coming next, however, Owen, is the mother of all sex scandals when the California Democratic Party implodes in a scandal involving Senator Tony Montoya, that will besmirch the Senate President Kevin DeLeon. Now, DeLeon is challenging Dianne Feinstein in the Democratic primary. My sources tell me that the sexual scandal that was covered up by DeLeon that involves Senator Mendoza is being fanned among the media and on the rumor circuit by none other than Adam Schiff. See, Adam Schiff wanted to run for Dianne Feinstein's seat, but she is not vacating the seat. And therefore, this is an effort to undermine Schiff's inner party rivals. This is his run for the Senate, in his view. So you heard it here first. This is going to send shockwaves through the California political system because I believe it is just the tip of the iceberg.
It seems like the California political system is kind of in balance right now, Roger, especially if Trump is going to do something about the non-citizens that vote there. That will change it to begin with. You've got Mad Maxine Waters, who's going to be in a tough race with Omar Navarro. You've got Kamala Harris, who's got a bunch of skeletons in her closet, some of which we found out with a false accusation campaign that she ran with. I don't know if you saw this, but this to me, Roger, puts the entire Democrat California complex in a box, in a nutshell, if you will. Jerry Brown is currently in Europe, and he's doing interviews with Japanese, German reporters, and it's a 9-day European trip. It actually might be longer than that. I forget the exact amount, but it's basically a couple week-long trips. So he's in Europe addressing the UN at a climate conference right now.
What does that tell you about the Democrats in California when the governor, Jerry Brown, is in Europe addressing a UN climate conference? Hey, bro, you work for California, not the UN.
Well, and I must tell you, Owen, one of the Republican candidates, Travis Allen, a former assemblyman, is a very, very attractive libertarian-oriented Republican. He speaks several languages, including Vietnamese. He is a champion surfer. He is not your archetypical Republican, and he's on the right side of the public pension issues, the property tax issue, and so on. California is ripe for a Republican comeback, despite the fact that we are overwhelmingly outnumbered.
And I think 2018 is the year to do it. The media is going to try to Tokyo Rose the Trump movement, tell us we're dead, say the Democrats are winning. It's nonsense, folks. Don't believe it for one second. We keep having victories across the board. Get out and vote in 2018. That's what they're going to try to do. Intimidate you out of voting. Think that you're apathetic. You're not. You're going to make Congress great again in 2018. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our Vitamin Mineral Fusion, fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Super Male Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for AutoShip, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You're at the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Scheuer. Yesterday on the Alex Jones Show, we exposed the deep state plot to smear General Mike Flynn with allegations that he was somehow connected to a Turkish kidnap plot that involves a rogue cleric wanted by the current Turkish government. Former CIA Director James Woolsey is the person who implicated Flynn, allegedly, in a plot to kidnap and illegally extradite the Gulen, that's the cleric in question. And now it seems that both the Turkish government and General Mike Flynn are pushing back. If you go and listen to the entire 11-minute interview with Woolsey, he implies that Flynn is aware of a kidnap plot, thus guaranteeing an investigation into Flynn by Robert Mueller. Yet later in the interview, he seems to back off. What we have learned is that Woolsey was in the market to be hired by the Turks himself, was very unhappy that they retained Mike Flynn. They retained Flynn for legitimate purposes. The Turkish interests that hired him have an interest in making sure the American government is aware of what the Gulen, this cleric, this radical cleric, has done in the United States that is illegal, but according to General Flynn, there was no kidnapping plot, nor would he, a decorated army general, be involved in anything anywhere near as untoward. This is a deep state takedown, a smear of General Flynn. I have it on the highest of sources that he was unaware and no one ever discussed any kidnap plot with him. So Woolsey has produced this allegation that Mr. Mueller will now use as a club on General Flynn, as if General Flynn wasn't putting up with enough. Now, it is true that Flynn worked quite legally for Turkish interests at a time that he was a private citizen supporting and endorsed Donald Trump. But while he failed to file a Foreign Agents Registration Act, he did file concurrently with the U.S. House of Representatives, which gives him the clear argument that if he were trying to hide anything, he wouldn't have filed at all. This is just another smear on General Mike Flynn, who I believe his removal, which was recommended by some around the president, will become the seminal event if the Trump presidency should fail. Today, we see the influence of the Bush foreign policy types on the president's decision vis-a-vis Spanish Catalonia. We see it again in Afghanistan, where Donald Trump, to his credit, ran for president claiming that we would take our troops out of Afghanistan. We are supposed to be winding down. But Owen, it appears to me like we are winding up, as we expose right here at the InfoWars. We learned last week that General H.R. McMaster tried to get the president to sign off on a troop allotment of 50,000 troops for Afghanistan. If you go back to the president's press conference when he announced his decision, he said it would be more than 9,000 troops. Well, not 10 times more than 9,000 troops. Owen?
Well, I want to get back to what you were talking about with Flynn and everything that's going on in the Mueller probe, because, again, we seem to keep coming to this talking point, but I think it's fair because we're yet to see any action. Is Jeff Sessions pretending to play possum, or is he actually politically dead when it comes to actually indicting the real criminals here, like the Podestas and the Clintons?
I think that Jeff Sessions is a captive. It is notable that he did not select any of the associate or assistant attorney generals under him. Not one. This is really out of the ordinary. Also, I would point out that the members of his U.S. Senate staff, incredibly capable people who really did help Donald Trump enormously in the formulation of his position on immigration, have now joined the administration in other jobs. So Jeff Sessions has none of his veteran staffers from the Senate, whose job was making the boss look good. And he has deep state quislings, essentially Bush alum, as his assistant attorney generals. That's perhaps why they don't carry out any of his orders. In some cases, that's good, since he wants to crack down on medicinal marijuana in the 29 states that have legalized it. And he has a cockamamie plan for asset forfeiture, where they would take all of your things, even though you have not yet been convicted of a crime. So I think that he at this point is being coddled. They are treating him like an infirm old man. And it really is, as I have a piece up today, it is really time for him to go.
Well, and President Trump is not one to kowtow to bullies. And it seems to me that Sessions maybe is getting bullied, maybe just doesn't want to bite into this juicy hunk of criminal meat known as the Clinton Foundation because he knows it's poisoned so much it could kill him. But, you know, Trump is one to usually stand up for bullies. You know, I get the feeling that the more they come after Manafort, Flynn, whoever else it is that is on Trump's side, the more a President Trump is likely to get spurred into doing something against the witch hunt accusers.
Well, look, Uranium One is not an invention of the Republicans, nor is it about revenge. You have the Justice Department under Barack Obama covering up a massive bribery scandal involving the Russians trying to obtain 20% of the enriched uranium and mining rights worth billions of dollars within the United States. This is a legitimate scandal where real laws have been broken. And therefore, one has to wonder, what's wrong with Jeff Sessions? Is he sleeping? Is he compromised? It's not just this. He doesn't go after the NSA surveillance violations. We had the largest massive expansion of surveillance of American citizens in U.S. history in violation of the law and the Constitution under Obama. And Jeff Sessions does nothing. We have the Clinton Foundation, which is not a charitable organization, but a slush fund for grifters and a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. And still, Jeff Sessions does nothing. I think the only person more upset about this than me is probably Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States.
Well, and I would imagine he's especially upset considering they were illegally wiretapping President Trump himself and Trump Tower, and they used that fake dossier in order to spur the legal action so that they could legally wiretap that. I mean, if that isn't a full-on 360 crime with a bunch of cover-up behind it by the Democrats, I don't know what is. I don't know if Sessions is asleep or waiting or compromised or scared, but we need some action on these criminals. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone, and you're at the War Room with Owen Scheuer. Grassroots activists in the state of Michigan, Trump supporters, are disappointed by the announcement roughly 10 days ago by rock star Kid Rock that he would not be a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Ironically, Kid Rock, who was originally attracted to a race against Democrat incumbent Debbie Stabenow, could have ended up in a race with none other than the other rapper, Eminem, who announced that he was considering running for the Senate. Now, of course, that's not what the Democrat leadership wanted to hear, because a Democratic primary against the dowdy and colorless Stabenow would be destabilizing even if she held on. Personally, I think Kid Rock could win. You see, first of all, we know from the example of Donald Trump, and for that matter, Ronald Reagan, also Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, that voters like candidates who come from a discipline other than politics. So while Kid Rock told Howard Stern he wasn't running and this began as a joke, I'm told it is taking on a life of its own. Also, I wonder if anyone has told Kid Rock that the rules of the United States Senate would not preclude him from continuing to make money as an entertainer while he served in the Senate. Again, it is my view that in a grassroots campaign, the kid could actually win. And therefore, I would not so cavalierly say I am not running. I would re-examine the race. U.S. Senator Kid Rock. Sounds pretty good. Owen?
Well, I remember when he first started doing his tour, which was the Kid Rock for Senate tour. He's about to launch a new album, I believe. I kind of felt the same way, like, hey, you know, politically, is this the strongest candidate? You know, he's kind of, vivacious. He says the things that are not politically correct, some things that probably just downright offensive to some people. But it was he had America first. He had America first policies. He was running a grassroots campaign, and he obviously was not a candidate of the establishment. And I think that those three things right there would put him over the top, along with the fact he's kind of a local celebrity, local hero to a lot of people in Michigan. So I was upset when he said that on Howard Stern that he wasn't going to run. Eminem, on the other hand, I mean, that's just a foul-mouthed, you know, gangster rapper wannabe. I don't think that he would have a chance at winning, but I would agree with you. I thought Kid Rock had a great chance of winning, but I guess it turned out to be just a brilliant marketing ploy. But now you're saying you think that he's actually considering it?
No, I'm saying that he should consider it. Look, Barry Goldwater said he wasn't running in 1964. He said it repeatedly, and ultimately he was drafted. What I'm suggesting is that Owen Scheuer and Roger Stone and the good people of Michigan begin a draft Kid Rock campaign starting now. He is the best candidate. He would come to the race with universal name ID and celebrity. He is outspoken. He's bold. He is gutsy. He has spent an enormous amount of his own personal fortune on charitable works in the state of Michigan. His wife is African American, which would be very popular in the city of Detroit. I think Kid Rock can win. That is the point. And there are not many places where you can look at the U.S. Senate map and find a probable pickup for the Republicans. So I would urge Kid Rock to seriously reconsider his position. I know this started as a joke. Ronald Reagan's candidacy for governor started as a joke. And look where it took him. Kid Rock could win in Michigan. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, CNN and MSNBC told me that Donald Trump's campaign was a joke, and he won the presidency. So it has to be possible.
Look, Kid Rock has the ability to reach beyond the traditional Republican base just based on his reputation as an entertainer and the extraordinary charitable activities that he's undertaken in his home state. Now, let's be clear. Michigan is a blue state, but Donald Trump did manage to squeeze it out by, I believe, somewhere around 10,000 votes. I sometimes confuse Michigan and Wisconsin. But that shows you that on paper, this could very well be done. So to reiterate, I hope Kid Rock will reconsider a candidacy. Speaking of candidacies, this weekend I spoke to the Young Republican National Federation luncheon at Mar-a-Lago, the president's home away from home in Palm Beach. And I had a terrific conversation with Joy Villa. A number of Florida Republicans are urging her to seek a congressional seat, and she has promised to seriously consider it. Now, she has Florida roots in her family, and Florida being the most transient state in the country, I'm not too concerned about a carpetbagger issue. She would be a terrific candidate. She is not only an outspoken supporter of the president, but she is herself of mixed Hispanic and African American heritage. She's articulate. She's beautiful. She's poised. She's energetic, and she's giving it serious consideration. I'm hopeful that she will move ahead. That's all I'm able to say at this time.
Now, do you know if she is considering a more strategic route as to make sure if she runs, in a race, well, she will be replacing a seat that was blue?
Well, I think that she, if she runs, she tells me she will run to win. You do not have a lot of open seats. There were some people who urged her to challenge former Governor Charlie Crist, who's now a congressman from the Tampa area. I think that is not a good race for her. Charlie Crist represented that district in the state Senate as education commissioner, as attorney general, as governor. And though he is polarizing, I do not believe that he could be defeated in that district. She does have some family roots in that district. But it is not uncommon for celebrity candidates, Barry Goldwater Jr., for example, to find a district where they could serve. She would be a national congresswoman from day one. So, yes, I think it's important that she go to a district where she has a good general election chance, assuming that she could prevail in the Republican primary. Again, no decision made. She is seriously considering recommendations of many in Florida who would like to see her as a candidate. She gave a terrific speech on Saturday, so I got a graphic example of how effective she would be on the stump, Owen.
What are you hearing about the overall agenda, supposedly spearheaded by Bannon right now, to remake the Republican Congress and really just the whole Republican Party in 2018?
Well, let's be completely candid. This attempted takedown of Roy Moore is a way for the Republican establishment to try to give a comeuppance to our friend Steve Bannon. Bannon has located, or I should say has identified, a number of rhinos that he intends to try to take out to remake the party. The one race I would watch very, very carefully is the race against Dean Heller in Las Vegas, in Nevada. Heller suddenly saying, well, I came late to the Trump train, but now I'm on board. I don't think the voters are going to buy that.
Well, we're all wondering what's going to happen in 2018 because we want a Republican Congress, not just in name, but one that's going to get behind the Trump agenda. And that's something we're not seeing from the McConnells. We're not seeing from the Ryans. If anything, they're slow poking President Trump's agenda. One more segment with Roger Stone. We'll get into the nuts and bolts of all of it. Don't go anywhere. This is the War Room.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Now's a great time to remind you that we cannot count on subsidies from the Wall Street or Silicon Valley billionaires, that we here at InfoWars are completely listener financed. That's right. We have to depend on the rank and file InfoWarriors to keep this operation not only afloat, but as the beacon, as the cutting edge of the resistance. That's why I ask you to go now to the InfoWars.com store, where you have some extraordinary sales afoot. You can see Z-Shield is 50% off. Caveman, which I think is a terrific fundamental building block to a bodybuilding program. If you mix it with whey protein, I have had very good success in terms of packing on a little bit of muscle using the combination. I was with Alex Jones's son in Austin recently, who I had seen only 6 months ago, and he's almost bigger than his father, and it's all muscle. I asked him why, and he said, well, he's been combining Caveman with a high-quality whey protein supplement and watching his diet, working out hard. This is one of the real fundamental building blocks to not only good health, but athletic performance if you're so inclined. And right now, it's $29.95. That's 50% off the list price. Lots of good sales there at the Infowars.com store. But as you know, it is a 360 win. You get the very best products that have been rigorously tested and in some cases have thousands of testimonials. And at the same time, you can be assured that Alex Jones takes whatever profit there is and he pumps it into this extraordinary expansion. InfoWars, the InfoWars store is financing the war room and the fact that Owen Scheuer and I are here. And you have 10 hours now of broadcasting. David Knight, Alex Jones, Owen Scheuer, and so much more. And we're going to expand even further. When I was in Austin last week, I was given a tour of the construction site of the new facility. It's extraordinary, the new studios. But this is being paid for by rank-and-file patriots like you. So please, hit the Infowars.com store. Check out the terrific sales going on there now. The auto ship is the single best way to make sure you don't run out of any of these products midstream, which frankly has happened to me. I ran out of Brain Force about a month ago, and it was a rough couple days. Owen?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the latest from the new studio, Roger, but it is almost full capacity up and running here. They have to still get the operation room figured out where everybody who runs the show will be making sure everything's running smoothly. But, man, that new studio is going to be awesome. So we thank all of our supporters out there going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying our products. Roger, I don't know if you knew this or not, but this is the newest cover of Teen Vogue magazine. Oh, my gosh, did you see Roger's face? He was in shock. Hillary Clinton is now on the cover of Teen Vogue magazine, and the headline is, "Nevertheless, we resist." Hillary Clinton on Teen Vogue magazine. Because Hillary Clinton is so in vogue, Roger. Isn't she so in vogue?
Well, it says right there that she guest edited it. I guess just like she guest edited.
Yeah, she did.
Her book.
She
what
did.
Happened? Which we both know she had nothing whatsoever to do with. But I am honored that she attacked me by name three times and said that I was bizarre.
Let's maybe she'll straight. Attack you in Teen Vogue, Roger.
And she's the mother of Webster Hubble's child, Chelsea Clinton, and she sends Bill's real son, Danny Williams, into exile, but I'm bizarre. Please, give me a break.
Yeah, no one's buying that anymore. You know, Roger, there was a new daily presidential poll that just came out from Rasmussen today. Has President Trump's approval rating up to 46%? By my estimation, if they're willing to even put it at 46%, however they're rigging these polls, I'm not saying Rasmussen is good or bad. I'm just sorry. I just don't buy polls anymore. I'd say Trump has to be closer to like 60%.
Well, Rasmussen has actually had a pretty good track record for accuracy, and has called a couple big elections right on the nose. I guess when people ask me about these poll ratings that show the president having the lowest approval rating of any president, blah, 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 these are, of course, the exact same pollsters who said that Hillary Clinton could not be defeated and that there was no chance that Donald Trump could pull off the political upset of the century. They were wrong then. They are wrong now. It appears to me in many cases they continue to oversample Democrats in order to pad the margins for their point of view. Now, sometimes the pollsters who are doing this are doing it dishonestly. In other cases, they're misunderstanding who is going to vote and what really constitutes the real electorate. But there's a terrific series in Esquire magazine you can go online and see right now where they interview key staffers in Hillary land and key staffers in Trump world about election night in these short snippets. And the arrogance and the shock of the Clinton people is palpable. I'm quoted in the story, so is Steve Bannon and others. But this is very much worth your reading. It's up on the Esquire magazine website right now.
Yeah, there is definitely a dumpster fire within the Democrat Party right now. It's kind of all fallout from Hillary Clinton rigging the election against Bernie Sanders, and then Hillary Clinton losing the presidential election, even though they sold a false bill of goods to the Democrat voters. They're trying to get it all figured out. Everyone is now starting to key in on the fact that they're planning on a Michelle Obama campaign. So we'll have to hit them with all the truth about Michelle Obama as that goes on. But I got another magazine cover for you I'd like to get your take on, Roger, as somebody who's been following not just politics but fashion as well in your long years covering politics and in media. Colin Kaepernick has been named the GQ Man of the Year. Colin Kaepernick, the new American heroes, according to GQ, the citizen of the year. Now, this is the same GQ that's featured Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Louis C.K. on the cover. I'm just pointing that out as a fact. But you've got Colin Kaepernick, unemployed, doesn't have a job, doesn't do anything, as far as I can tell, except spout off about his anti-American politics and rhetoric. Have you ever in your life, Roger, seen an anti-American be named the citizen of the year? What kind of Twilight Zone am I living in here?
Well, isn't Gentleman's Quarterly cool? How politically correct and hip that is. They keep cranking out these anti-Trump stories as well. Look, the magazine is a shadow of its former self. It was once the cutting-edge place to read about men's fashion, but now they've decided they're a political magazine. And that is, in my view, a mistake. There you have it there. Kevin Spacey and Kaepernick with Louis C.K. This is what they are now aggrandizing. If you have a moment, I would still ask you before the end of the hour to head to the Infowars.com store and look at the extraordinary sales we have going on there. Again, the expansion that Alex Jones has embarked on is expensive, and it's going to be worth it. The day will come when we have round-the-clock programming, but right now the 10 hours expansion and the new facilities are being paid for by the InfoWarrior family. We are entirely listener supported. There's no George Soros or Jeff Bezos or other O's standing in the wings writing us multi-million dollar checks. We can only depend on you. And if you have previously purchased items at the InfoWars.com store, you know that we stand behind every product. You know that this is the best of the genre. So if you like super male vitality, sure, you can go to the drugstore, you can go down to CVS or Walgreens and you can find a male formula, but nothing in it will be as high a quality as what you will get on the InfoWars site. The ginseng, all of these herbs and extracts are the very best of their type. Alex Jones will not brook anything less. And we need your support, folks. So please go by the store. It is a way to give George Soros a swift kick in the keister by going to the InfoWars.com store.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I've been telling you the new trendy thing is to reject your own reality, then create your own false reality, and then everyone else that's liberal will agree with you, and then that's trendy, and then they call that self-acceptance, even though that's totally rejecting yourself. This is the twisted 1984 doublethink that I have to somehow try to make sense of every day here on The War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show. But here's a debate. Yes, a debate at the University of Toronto. Yes, a university on the proper use of gender pronouns.
Peterson says this is about free speech, but A.W. Pete is also a professor at the University of Toronto who says that Peterson's language is abusive. Joining us right now is Professor Jordan Peterson, as well as Professor A.W. Pete. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi. Thanks.
Yeah. Professor Peterson, let's begin with you. Why are you against
just pause it before we even get started. I just want to say this before we even get started. The notion, the very notion of this conversation, the very fact that this conversation happens in universities and on mainstream television is pathetic. Let's go back to the clip.
Pronouns.
I'm against the use of legislation to determine what words are, that myself and other people are required to utter.
But would you use alternate pronouns if a student asked?
Didn't take long to say that.
I think I've made my position on that clear already.
Well, perhaps not to our audience at home.
All right, so pause it right there. So you notice how the common sense guy can basically sum it all up in like 30 seconds. Yeah, I think it's ridiculous the government trying to censor us and tell us what words we can use. And then they're all kind of sitting there like, wait, you're not going to pontificate more? And then he's like, well, what about your stance on who? And he's like, I think I've stated my stance. Okay, go. Now let's hear from the nutbag.
Would you use alternate pronouns? And why not?
No.
Because I don't believe that other people have the right to determine what language I use, especially when it's backed by punitive legislation. And when the words that are being required are the constructions, they're artificial constructions of people I regard as radical ideologues whose viewpoint I do not share.
Well, we have a graphic to show our audience at home. Just some of the pronouns being used or asked to be used as alternates. Among them you see here, Z or Zim, Z or Here, Z or Zier, also hey,
what is going on?
Or A rather, and Per.
What is
so
this?
Just some of the alternate pronouns there. Professor Pete, when you hear Professor Peterson saying that this is oppressive, how do you respond to that?
The Peterson drama.
Now notice, pause right there. Now notice you have the liberal beta male soy boy cuck who probably is impotent and has low testosterone levels.
To real people on campus. He's made it harder to be transgender or non-binary. I know this from personal experience. I'm non-binary and transgender, and I know how it's felt to be on the U of T campus for the last month.
I don't know what this is. The crew's asking me, is it a woman or a man? Yes.
With other affected people. You know, in New Zealand where I grew up, academics have a statutory role enshrined in the Education Act to be a critic and conscience of society. So I think that's an idea worth exporting to Canada. So I'd like to give Peterson about a B-plus for his critic role recently and an F for the conscience part. A student once said to me when I finally obtained tenure, "Now, Professor, that you have obtained superpowers, you must agree to use them for good, for peace and justice." So I invite Peterson to start doing more of that.
Well, Professor Peterson, those who are asking for this alternate use of alternate pronouns, they are saying it boils down to respecting their human rights. How do you respond to that?
I don't think it boils down to respecting their human rights. I think that it's an imposition on freedom of speech that's being implemented at a legislative level. I also think that if there was a naturally evolving solution to the linguistic problem that's being posed by a small fraction of the transgender community, that people would have already adopted it. We've never had a situation in the usage of English before that required legislation to produce a transformation.
So you notice how this guy he's clear, he's eloquent, he makes good points. I don't even know what the other guy said. He literally said nothing. Zero, zilp, zilch, nada.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfilmo Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, honored in this hour to be joined by Dr. Shiva Ayyaduray, who has a big announcement, or I guess had a big announcement, made it this weekend. Shiva, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Owen, how are you? Great to be on the show.
Doing great. Glad to have you back. I watched some of your activity over the weekend. You did make me privy to the announcement you were going to make over the weekend, and that announcement is... you have now announced that you're going to be running as an independent, no longer as a Republican against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, but now as an independent. Tell me, what was your motive behind that decision?
Well, frankly, Owen, the bottom line is we declared our independence on Veterans Day, November 11th, because the reality is we're dumping the GOP establishment because they're frankly irrelevant in Massachusetts. And more importantly, they're essentially part of the deep state and the Democratic Party. They have no intention of winning this election. And their real goal is to toss up a situation where they want to lose to Elizabeth Warren because they have an arrangement with the Democratic Party. That's what's really going on in Massachusetts. And, you know, I like to be a winner. I like to win. And after a while, you start seeing that you're being essentially set up to lose. And I don't want to lose because we're here really fighting for the American people. And the bottom line is Elizabeth Warren, as we recognize that she's part of the not-so-obvious establishment, and the Massachusetts GOP is part of that not-so-obvious establishment. More importantly, Owen, when you really look at the numbers, there's 2.3 million independents in Massachusetts, 429,000 quote-unquote Republicans, and about 1.5 million Democrats. And when you work out the numbers and you look back and you realize that Donald Trump actually got 1 million votes in Massachusetts without even trying. You know, lock her up, Hillary Clinton got 2 million votes, but Trump didn't spend any money here. And when you look at those numbers, nearly 80% of those votes came from independents. So it's clear there's a silent majority in Massachusetts who are looking really for leadership. So it's the numbers just work out. And particularly in a midterm, Owen, it makes sense for us to do this. And the reality is we've been getting a massive amount of feedback, tons of emails, tons of social media. Yesterday, actually, was fortuitous. I met with Steve Bannon. You may see some of the pictures where Steve was actually holding up my t-shirt, which said declare your independence. So I think this is what needs to be done, because I don't want to, you know, give all of my hard work to the Massachusetts GOP establishment, which is essentially the other flip side of the Democratic Party. It's no reason to do that and wake up in April and realize that they screwed us.
Yeah, and I think that you, as you said, you clearly saw the setup coming. The GOP didn't want you to represent them. They didn't want you to be running against Elizabeth Warren. They wanted you to disappear. And I think you did the right thing by going independent. And when you break it down, the way you kind of just broke it down as far as how the independent vote is concerned, plus I think there's another back-end issue where some of the Democrats might even be tired of Elizabeth Warren, and they might be willing to vote for another candidate, i.e. you. Do you think that the numbers are in your favor right now? Because I was shocked. When I first heard this, I was like, oh, man, you know, he's not running as Republican. I understand why. But then I watched your videos. I saw the excitement that you're drawing up with your grassroots campaign. I started to think a little more advanced down the line, and I realized, actually, going independent was the perfect move. Did you have any cold feet before you were doing this?
I mean, look, I'm a numbers guy, right? I do have these 4 degrees from MIT. You know, you learn how to do the math. And you work out the math.
Wait. It's not Elizabeth Warren with the 4 degrees from MIT. It's not Elizabeth Warren that invented email. Oh, okay. I was just making sure.
No, I mean, here's, you know, you bring up an important point that we brought up in our launch as an independent. If you look at the reality of Massachusetts, right, it got the lowest public integrity rating. These politicians are very good at corruption, best at corruption, the worst infrastructure, 47th in the country, and the highest in opioid addiction, 3 times the national average, all brought to you by Harvard. I mean, think about Mitt Romney, Harvard graduate, Charlie Baker, never Trumper, Republican Harvard graduate, and Elizabeth Warren, Harvard graduate. Now you go down the street, there's a high-tech vo-tech school there called MIT, which is where all the hardworking nerds are. 33,000 businesses came out of MIT, $2 trillion in revenues generated. So who's actually producing value for this country in America? It's actually these high-tech blue-collar workers, in many ways these MIT guys down the street. Yet these lawyer lobbyists keep getting elected because they're bamboozling everyone as though they're the elite that are doing something. What's more interesting, Owen, is when you really look at it, Harvard University is a fake university. They're actually a $45 billion hedge fund, and they have a fake Indian. And frankly, I think they give out fake degrees because it's all grade inflation. So when you put all of this together, the conclusion is, why isn't a guy like me, who's put in the time, generated jobs, actually created value like the other blue-collar people in Massachusetts, actually representing this the state? So the logic works out in that sense. The other piece of the logic, getting back to the numbers, 4.3 million registered voters in Massachusetts. 3 million vote in a presidential year. Only 2.3 million vote in a midterm. Right? So when you work out those numbers and you find out that when you look at those numbers, nearly 40 to 50% of even the Democrats are not happy with Elizabeth Warren. And most of the independents neither like the mass GOP establishment or do they like the Elizabeth Warren option. So that's where I come in. Here's a guy, Shiva Ayyadure, Shiva for Senate, who's against Monsanto. At the launch, you may, if people saw the video, there was a poignant moment in there where a woman spoke about the fact that she comes from a lineage of people who were in the military, World War One, World War Two. Her uncle died in Vietnam. And yet Elizabeth Warren supports Monsanto. She voted for the Monsanto Protection Act. Monsanto is the one who dropped 55,000 tons of Agent Orange, which killed a lot of our veterans. And she continues to support Monsanto. Even Bernie Sanders took $18,000 from Monsanto. So when you put it together, I've been fighting them. So the western part of the state where you have the people who are into organic food, farming, the Second Amendment people, they know the reality of this, and they're going to support me. The middle part of the state, you know, they don't want the fake Indian. You know, they know only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. And you got the innovators on the eastern part of the state who are really looking for someone to represent them, not the elitists down the street. So we have declared our independence. And I think the other thing here, Owen, is our winning against Elizabeth Warren, my hope is that it sets an inspiration to everyone across this country. It'll be Trump version 2.0. And that's what we need. We don't need these rigged parties. They're basically massively big corporations or private companies who operate as quote unquote nonprofits. The other big mission that we have is we must tax Harvard. $45 billion hedge fund. If you and I started a hedge fund, Owen, we're going to have to pay at least 20 to 25% tax. The money that we could generate from the endowment taxing on Harvard alone will be able to fund skills-based education right in Massachusetts. For every 17 skill job openings, only one person is skilled. Again, brought to you by the wonderful graduates of Harvard, a law school and business school. We need to put them all out of business, Owen, and that's what we're going to do. And I don't want any of their support to do it. They don't deserve us. They don't deserve anyone listening here. We need to break from all of these political parties. They're a complete scam.
Well, I completely agree. I think that what you have right now is a groundbreaking campaign. And when you're victorious, it will be another kind of Trump moment where it was like, what? Really? Where did Trump come from? No way. How did he beat the whole establishment? That's basically what you're going up against. And I think you have the path to victory here. You know, how dare you say that Harvard is a fake university, though? Because I've got a story for Men's Health right here. Harvard just hosted an anal sex workshop called What in the Butt. I mean, that is clearly higher education. That's clearly what you expect from an Ivy League school. I want you to take that back, what you said against Harvard. Come on.
Well, you know, the other thing, Owen, is there's a great story about a graduate student who's teaching a course, and he gave the student an A-. The student goes, argues with the professor, and the professor forces the TA, the teaching assistant, to give this kid an A. That's the kind of grade inflation that goes on. 40% of Harvard is legacy admissions that get in there. And it's essentially an elitist network that they build. These people do not produce any value. They get way too much amount of prestige, and we need to take them out in the sense that they need to start paying their taxes.
No, I love this. I love this. Harvard is a fake university. That's literally what it is. They send people there, and then they put them out with degrees to enter the establishment, and it's probably the same thing they do with NCAA athletes. They just give them A's so they can get out there with a pedigree. It's a fake university.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very
limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Of what's going on in the world right now is people are recognizing what really matters is us as people, right? It doesn't matter, you know, I supported Trump because he was a disruptor, but even he couldn't affect the elections in Alabama, right? The reality is those people affecting elections are people, everyday people, because people are recognizing what's truth and what's lies, what's the establishment, who are the people. That's what's going on, and this is an incredible time in American history. This has never occurred before, probably since the revolution. And we are truly on the verge of a second American revolution. People are recognizing what is the establishment and who are change agents, and also who are the not-so-obvious establishment like Elizabeth Warren. Right? People are recognizing that people say one thing and do another.
That is Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai. That is our guest for the rest of this segment. He was making that speech over the weekend when he announced he'll be running as an independent against Elizabeth Warren rather than a Republican. A brilliant move when you're looking at it now. It took me a while to realize its actual brilliance, but it's amazing the point you just made there where you really did kind of personalize the entire issue for the voters, saying, hey, look, you are the ones that will change the future. You are the ones that will decide the fate. You have to get out and vote.
Bottom line, that's it. I mean, the reality is, you know, it's like both these parties are literally two heads of the same serpent, you know, and isn't it interesting, Owen, whenever people vote for these elections, how many times do people say, oh, I had to choose a better of the two evils, which means you're always playing with the devil. Well, with our campaign here, they actually have a real option. They have the chance to be the light and move away from this darkness. And that's not what the founder of this country created. So part of one of the key themes of our campaign, there's three core pillars, right? Real health, real jobs, and clean government. Under clean government, part of what we're saying is, look, Harvard University, which is based in Massachusetts, is literally the epicenter of the sewer that feeds the swamp in Washington. And everyone needs to start recognizing that. If you remember, Owen, in Star Wars, when Luke Skywalker, he goes and takes out that one point in the Death Star and he takes it all out. Well, that's what Harvard University is. And we need to stop giving this institution all the power that we give it. So if you go back and look at that point, one of the key things we need to do is term limits now. And my goal is that, A, anyone who's served two terms in any public office needs to get the hell out. And what's fascinating is, I believe about 10, 15 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled against this, but half of the Supreme Court is guys from Harvard. That's what's really interesting. So we need to probably start impeaching some of those judges out of there too, because they should have recused themselves. The other piece that's even more interesting in this is that we want to promote the concept of $1, one vote. And I'll explain that to you. $1, one vote is a maximum that you can spend or you can raise in any campaign. So for example, Massachusetts, 4.3 million registered voters. That means the maximum you can raise for a federal race is $4.3 million. And if you can't win on that, then you should get the hell out of the way, because it means your message sucks. You don't really have anything to really share with people. Our view is we're going to do this campaign as every, you know, hardworking entrepreneur has to do, which is you have to bring a strong message. It has to be real, and it has to meet the interests of the consumers and the customers. And if you can't do that, then you're cheating. And that's what these guys are doing. All these guys cheat on that. So those are the two central points of our clean government aspect of this campaign. When we move over to real jobs, which is another piece, the key thing we want to say here, Owen, is that we need to unleash vo-tech schools, because we don't have enough skilled labor. We need to get rid of the fact that a medical student has to go to 4 years of undergraduate before they can even be a doctor. We wiped away 250,000 doctors on the ground, and we replaced it with Obamacare and RomneyCare. And what we've really done is consolidate doctors into big hospitals. And the final point here, Owen, that I want to make, I think the students listening to this or the people who are graduated who all took on predatory loans, we want to give the rights for students to default on their loans. And let me explain why. These were predatory loans that were made. If you and I start a business, Owen, and we go to the local bank to get a loan, first thing they're going to say is, hey, Owen and Shiva, show me your spreadsheet, show me your projections, and now show me what business you're going to be in. And then they're going to make a decision whether they want to give us a loan or not, right? Well, how do they do with these students? A 16, 17-year-old kid comes to them, they give him a bunch of paperwork. He doesn't have a chance to review it. He signs it. So many people are graduating with what they thought was an $8,000 or $10,000 loan, and now they're having to pay $200,000. So my view is, hey, you big banks who profited a lot, took predatory loans, why didn't you ask that student, hey, what's the course of study you're doing? Oh, you're doing gender studies. Really? How are you planning on getting a job out of that? They didn't do that business analysis for that student. They didn't care to do that. They funded these guys knowing that they were going to get into hardship. And essentially, most of these people are essentially indentured servitude. So my view is we let them default on their loans. Why? Because, hey, this is an open and free market. Bush passed a rule saying that these students can default. Well, that's essentially rigging the market. So that'll force these banks to make much better decisions. They're the ones who caused the housing crisis, and we all bailed them out. Well, that kind of stuff's got to end. There's a $1.3 trillion bubble on these student loans. So my view is let's get everyone to be on the same page. What you right now have is Harvard University runs as a hedge fund, $45 billion, year-over-year profits, and these big banks who gave these predatory loans are making year-over-year profits. And what we're creating is a bunch of students who can't get jobs, and they're essentially indentured servants on a plantation. That's what's really going on. The other point I want to bring about Elizabeth Warren is this has all been brought to you by Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian who works at a fake university making $350,000 a year for teaching one class. You know, by the way, Elizabeth Warren's her key security advisor to all the people who know this about the Fed and the Council for Foreign Relations, her key advisor is a guy called Sasha Baker, who's part of the Council of Foreign Relations. Anyone who's studied this know that they're part of the deep state. So you have the not so obvious establishment in Massachusetts supported by the Mass GOP, who has no interest in beating her. But the Shiva for Senate campaign, we're going to represent the people. We're building this ground movement to say we're going to win as independents. We don't need these parties, and it's about time we do that. So to your earlier point, Owen, it's to give power back to the people in a very fundamental way.
Well, you're really touching on some good strings as far as my heart is concerned, because I was thinking about how Harvard needs – I mean, Harvard is such a fake university. I wasn't thinking that this weekend, and then you said fake university, and I was like, boom, that's perfect. And then these predatory loans, I don't think people really understand the massive just overall industry of the predatory loans. It goes even beyond just student loans. This is something a lot of construction companies will do in order to default on debt. A lot of media companies will do in order to default on debt. I will tell you this. I've been actually victimized by this in two ways. Not only did I take student loans out, which I would actually disagree with you on the premise, because even though I think it's a good campaign message to run on, especially in Massachusetts, I mean, I'm planning on paying all my student loans back. Even though I may have been taken advantage of, I still had to sign on the dotted line. However, I was taken advantage of by a media company that took predatory loans out. They owed me thousands of dollars. They defaulted on their loans. And what they do is they trick you by putting the company
as the person taking out the loan so they don't have to pay it as the individual. I know they all have millions of dollars still, but I never got my money. That's what you're trying to fight against.
Well,
am I correct?
At least you, the rules got to go equal ways. It can't be one way and another way. You have to pay back your loans, but they don't. Right?
Yep.
So they can go back, they can default, but you can't. Well, let's make it all even, because then you have to make a business decision. So if you're a student.
All right, you got to hear more from Shiva, folks. He's an amazing guest. ShivaForSenate.com. Do not miss his campaign. It is amazing.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months, and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfilmo Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this
is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
I like rock and roll. Does that mean I'm a toxic masculinist? Well, of course, look at me. I'm a male. I'm a white male, so I'm toxic. I'm the enemy. Sorry, I was reading the Austin Chronicle. I went into the Twilight Zone for a second there. Folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. We'll take any topic. Specifically, though, what do you think about this sexualization of children? Are we being intolerant, or are we so sane that we're blowing your mind? 888-201-2244. Folks, we've got extended free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to take advantage of this. Specifically with some of the bigger items, such as emergency food supplies or an air filter or one of our big, beautiful water filters. Free shipping is big savings when it comes to these products, folks, because they're heavy products. The freeze dryer, I mean, everything, outdoor survival gear. These are big items that typically cost a little bit of change just to ship them to you. Well, we have free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So now is the time, if you've been thinking about a freeze dryer or picking up some emergency food or maybe picking up a water filter before Thanksgiving and Christmas, if you're having your family over for Thanksgiving and Christmas, pick up a water filter. You know, inform your friends and family. They say, hey, what's up with that water filter? You're giving us the water all from that filter. Why aren't you giving us water from the tap? And you say, oh, well, you know, I love you. I care about you. I don't want you to drink the poison in the tap water. So I got this filter from InfoWarsStore.com. Boom. Now you've red-pilled your friends and family, and you're keeping them healthy, and you're supporting the InfoWar. That's like a, can we get higher? That's like a 480 win. I'm, Alex, if you're listening, I've just one upped you. It's no longer a 360 win. It's now a 480 win. I guess it would actually be a 440 win. Screw it. 480 degree win when you purchase the water filter at InfoWarsStore.com. Your friends and family come over for Christmas and Thanksgiving. You give them the purified water. You have the purified water for your friends and family. You save big money on the free shipping. And you red pill your friends and family by telling them that there's poison in the tap water. That is a beyond 360 win. Of course, we've got all kinds of other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Z-Shield, 50% off Biome Defense, the probiotic, 50% off Caveman, still 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. The list goes on and on and on. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so here's what we're going to do, just to do a little house cleaning before we sign off here in 24 minutes. I'm going to take some calls, and then in the next segment, we'll do a news blitz. Let's go to first caller, Amy in New Jersey. Go ahead, Amy.
Hi, Owen. It's Amy of New Jersey. I've called you before. You know, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and it's crazy. There's like a fine line you have to draw today. You have to educate your kids about what's going on, but you also have to really drive into them that there are two genders. And I keep telling her that she sees that show Jazz, and I say, you know, we're not going to watch that. I said, that's not normal. There's two genders, and she goes to me, oh, well, what if somebody becomes a man, or from man comes a woman? And I said, well, there's still a man because they just have the genital change. I said, and then she goes, oh, can they have a baby? I said, no, because there's no ability to make a reproductive organ. So that is what differentiates a man from a woman.
But listen, this is the crazy thing. This is why InfoWars is next decade's news today. Yes, you heard me right. Next decade's news today. Alex Jones has been telling us that they're trying to sexualize the children and end genders. He's been saying that since I've been listening to him over 5 years ago, that they want to end the genders. They want to end gender roles. And you're like, okay, come on. That's not possible. And now they're doing it. You can literally see it in real time. And I want to be clear again. When I was in college, there was actually a very popular, I guess, kitchen chef or kitchen aide, whatever you want to say, who was a transgender. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure. Honestly, I don't know what they were trying to be. But I'm pretty sure it was a man that tried to be a woman. But it was clearly a transgender, clearly a transsexual, and served lunch in the University of Missouri cafeteria every day. I never complained. I didn't care. I don't care. That was an old, we're adults. That's an adult. That's not a big deal. All right. You know what? If you got your problems with that, then you got your problems with that. That was never me. However, when I see the New York Public Library, the St. Louis Public Library, the Michelle Obama Library, all of these transgender sex shows, essentially, book reading events where they bring these kids. No, that's taking it way too far for me, Amy. That's way too far.
You know what? I'm a registered nurse, so, you know, I do get clinical with her, but so she, since she asks the questions, you have to tell the truth.
You mean clinical. You mean biology, like there's two genders?
Right, exactly. Even they're very smart. Oh, how are babies made? I said, well, how does a baby get born? I tell her the two vaginally or C-sections. Well, how do they get in there? This is like 3 years ago and she's sick. So they ask the questions. You have to be honest with them, but you also have to impart your values. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I make sure she's, you know, not watching things that she's not supposed to be watching. I watch what she watches on her videos, on her iPad. You have to really be there and watch it like a hawk, and you have to be a helicopter parent today. I'm sorry.
And the problem with that is, thank you so much for the call, Amy.
Thank you.
Problem with that is, you've already got parents getting lazier and lazier, and it's just harder and harder to be a parent. I mean, just look at this. I mean, you want to talk about a mental disorder, folks. It's just like, why? Transracial man born white feels like he is Filipino. Okay? So I'm just supposed to accept. I mean, why? It's just, that's what I'm saying. We have to be so tolerant of everything that we can't even live in reality anymore. We have to change reality for the total fringe minority because we don't want to offend anyone when they're not even offended to begin with. That's the irony of this. They were not offended to begin with. The people that are offended are liberals that have never even walked the day in the life of a shoe of a black person or a transgender person or any of this crap. They just have no identity themselves. They are losers who are miserable, so they want to drag everyone else down. Let's go to Dominique in California. Go ahead, Dominique.
Hi, Owen. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
Excellent. I called because I'd like to talk about Jeff Sessions a little bit. I find it shocking that he said he was going to be this tough guy on immigration. He was going to help Donald Trump take out the Clintons and actually do his job. And he's recusing himself and recusing himself. I mean, the second he took the position and got sworn in as attorney general, he recused himself from the Clintons. He's recusing himself from Uranium One. And, you know, and then I see from the other side, from the liberal perspective, that if Donald Trump fires Jeff Sessions, then Donald Trump's inserting himself into the Justice Department and the justice system, which as president, you're not supposed to do.
You know what, though? I'm pretty sure, I don't want to sound like an idiot, my crew backed me up on this. Isn't Sessions' position actually in the executive branch and not the judicial branch?
I believe you're correct.
So Trump has say over that.
He does. He does have say, but because Jeff Sessions controls the Justice Department and controls what type of investigations that the Justice Department oversees. I really want Trump.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sorry. We got to go to break. Thank you so much for the call. Here's the thing. I do believe that Trump is playing possum on many issues just because he has so many things on his table. He can't address everything at once. Sessions, on the other hand, I'm not convinced that that is the case. But yes, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, is in the executive branch. So that is directly under Donald Trump's purview, and he has every right to remove Jeff Sessions if he is so inclined. And Trump doesn't care what the liberal crybabies want to say in the media. He's made that clear. So if Trump wants to do it and the time comes around, I think he will.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of
DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Final segment here, and I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Follow us, all of our broadcasts, all of our archived broadcasts at warroom.show. Plug that into your internet URL, warroom.show. You can follow us on Twitter at warroomshow or at warroommemes. And our entire broadcast is also available on iTunes podcast, War Room Show, presented by Alex Jones. Let's do a quick news blitz here before I take some of these callers. New York Police Department deploying heavily armored anti-terror squads to major sports and concert venues. I'm sure that's because of all the white nationalists, right?
the New York Police Department is upping their anti-terror squads because of the white nationalists. Oh no, that's because of the Islamic terrorists. Got you. The ones that are running people over with their cars, blowing them up with IEDs. Right. The terrorists that have infiltrated our country because of the open borders. Right. So that's good. You know, Christmas is coming up. They just set up the tree at Rockefeller Plaza yesterday in New York City. So, they're going to have to watch that closely. You never know when a nice loving jihad might try to burn that down because Christmas triggers them. So, it'll only be four long before you just have to cancel Christmas altogether. Burned body in Huntsville identified as spring teen. So basically you have this gang of MS-13 Latinos that are here illegally. I could go through the name of all of them, but they murdered this teen. They're immigrants here, undocumented from El Salvador, members of MS-13, and they're here brutally murdering people. But how dare Trump say build the wall? You know, screw those Americans that die from the undocumented immigrants. You know, screw them. We want open borders. If you die from an undocumented immigrant, screw you. That's what the liberals say. One of the busiest websites in the U.S. in 2016 regularly linked to Russian propaganda. Here's what I've decided. Alex Jones mentioned this on his show today. I think we have to double down with this because this is the information war. You know what? Drudge Report can put the Washington Post out of business, folks. All he has to do is stop linking to him. Do you understand? As soon as the only reason any of these websites even exist is because of Drudge. Do you understand that? Nobody would go to any of these websites without the Drudge Report. The only people that go to the Washington Post organically on their own are either people in media who do it for a living or literally the dumbest of the dumb liberals in college. That is it. Everything else is fed there from Drudge. So I say, Drudge, boycott the Washington Post. Show the media who the real media is. Show the media where the real power resides. And you bet your bottom dollar that the Washington Compost is going to come crawling on all fours back to Matt Drudge, begging, pleading, please, Drudge, please link to me again. My traffic is down 50% on the Washington Compost. I suck. Please, Drudge, we'll take it all back. You're not linking to Russian propaganda. You're not Russian propaganda, Drudge. We love you. We're going to go out of business without you, Drudge. That's the Washington Post. So go ahead, Drudge. Do your worst. Oh, this is honestly one I've been holding on to. I wanted to get into this with a woman. Maybe there's a woman nearby who wants to comment on this. I've never heard of something so sick and obscene. Feminist hero bakes sourdough bread using her own vaginal yeast. Steal her recipe for an unforgettable Thanksgiving feast. Boy, if that's an unforgettable... First of all, that can't even be healthy. I can't imagine that is healthy. Boy, somebody come in the studio and slap me right now for reading that, please. I deserve to be slapped. But that's women's health! Women's health! Oh, yeah, it only gets crazier. Coming soon to Washington, an anti-Trump hotel for liberals. Folks, they are literally bringing back segregation. Do you see this? The left is literally bringing back segregation.
Oh, I'm not going to associate myself with those Trump supporters. They need to have their own drinking fountains. They need to have their own schools. And they need to have their own hotels.
Nobody saw that coming. Bill Gates buys big chunk of land in Arizona to build smart city. Interesting. Bill Gates is about to build a smart city. The plot of land is about 45 minutes west of downtown Phoenix off I-10. Maybe InfoWars is probably going to have to check out that smart city when it gets underway. Missouri Attorney General launches probe into Google's business practices. Missouri's Attorney General has launched a broad investigation into whether Google is violating the state's consumer protection and antitrust laws, a new front in the internet giant's regulatory battles. That's Josh Hawley from my home state of Missouri. I salute you, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. And if this thing goes down, That could be the first domino to fall, folks. And Trump just appointed a antitrust lawyer to his cabinet, his administration. Hackers say they've broken Face ID a week after the iPhone X release. Aw. Give me a sad trombone. I remember the iPhone X video. It was Tim Cook sitting on the big stage.
We've made it impossible to hack into. It was about 1 in 1,000 chance for you to hack in with the password, about 1 in 10,000 chance for you to hack in with the finger ID. It is a 1 in 1 trillion chance to hack with the Face ID.
And then everyone cheered, yay! And then a week after the phone's released, hackers broke into the phone. Ouch. Sorry, Apple. Richard Dreyfuss blames all men everywhere for Hollywood sex problem. You can't make this up. So Richard Dreyfuss gets accused of sexual harassment, and then what does he say? I quote,
"It was the kind of performative, masculine man my father had modeled me to be."
Blaming toxic masculinity, and then literally blaming all men everywhere for the Hollywood sex. So what did I tell you? They're literally trying to project the perversion in Hollywood on the rest of culture where it just doesn't exist.
Thousands to join Hollywood Me Too March against sexual abuse.
It's happening. Me too. It's okay. InfoWars literally predicted all of this. InfoWars is literally ahead of the curve. Why even go anywhere else? InfoWars has it all. George Takei thinks Russian bots spread his sexual assault accusation, even though the dingbat literally admitted it on Howard Stern. So George Takei goes on Howard Stern, admits his sexual assault, and then blames it on Russians. I guess Howard Stern's a Russian now. I mean, that's Russian. That's a Russian deal. President Trump's daily tracking poll is up. I think it's even higher than they'll admit. Oh, and then how do you like this? Only 32% of people think Hillary Clinton won the Democrat nomination fairly. So how do you like that? The majority of America now knows that Hillary Clinton is a total and absolute fraud. So if you still support Hillary Clinton, you are literally the dumbest person on earth. Good for you. Let's go out to the phone lines. It is Dennis in Chicago that's been holding the longest. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, what's going on, Owen?
It's going all right. What's Chicago like?
Man, look here. As long as they won't open up these steel companies we got here on the south side, ain't nothing going to be right. You got a whole bunch of people fighting over jobs at Burger King, man. Come on.
No, I hear you because St. Louis is the same way. A big manufacturing hub until all the manufacturing jobs were shipped overseas. Now you've got a bunch of empty manufacturing plants, unemployment, homelessness, poverty in the inner cities. That's exactly what happened to Chicago. I mean, you literally just drive through the city, you can see it.
I mean, well, you've got to look at it from that standpoint. At the same time, you got these so-called black leaders that's paid to just race bait. That's it. There is no strong black leaders at all. At all. There is none. Ever. It won't be that no more. Jesse Jackson has sucked Chicago dry with, what do you call that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Rainbow Push Coalition. Yeah, I've seen that for the last 30 years. Just suck all of South Chicago dry. Oh, and then you have people like Reverend House Shopping. They're only going to get on when it's provocative for them because guess what? That's right. Someone has told them you need to go make your face clean.
Well, why are they always victimizing black people? Why are they always telling black people they can't do this, they can't do that because they're oppressed? Why aren't they uplifting? Why aren't they saying, hey, you can do anything. If you work hard and you set your mind to it, people will give you a chance. Why don't they use that message?
It's very simple. Because once you control someone, and I believe you heard this before, I can't remember his name. He said it's easier to kill a group of people than it is to control them.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Dennis. We got a bunch of great callers here I was unable to get to. Specifically, there was a story on 60 Minutes last night about some doctor molesting kids. And apparently the U.S. Olympic coach was molesting members of the Olympic team, too. Is anyone else normal anymore? You stay classy, Info Warriors.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics
that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/